Hi, this is Aunt Martha, and I have a story for you about two pennies. Jane, come here to Miss Desi's room, called Aunt Neoma. This was a very special treat to be invited to Miss Desi's room in a small nursing home. Up the steps skipped six-year-old Jane. She never tired of hearing Miss Desi's stories and of looking at the interesting whatnots on her shelf. Come here, Jane, welcomed Miss Desi. I hear you have done very well in school this year. I want you to have this penny to buy whatever you want. Oh, thank you, Miss Desi. Jane seldom had her very own money to spend. This was special. Where is your friend Anna? Questioned Miss Desi. I have a penny for her, too. May I take it to her, and then maybe she can go with me to Casa's store. May I do that, Aunt Neoma? Asked the eager girl. Yes, you may go, but you must ask Anna's mother first, smiled Aunt Neoma. Jane took the two pennies to her room. There she got her Sunday purse. Dropping the two pennies made a jingling noise. As she hopped down the stairs, she was so happy. Hurriedly, Jane ran across the garden path to Anna's home. She ran excitedly up to the door and knocked. Jane could hardly wait to open her purse and give Anna her penny. But no one came to the door. Everyone was away. Now Jane felt sad. All her joy was gone. She felt lonely as she waited and waited on the steps for Anna to come home. Suddenly, Jane sat up straight. She just had a thought. She could spend both pennies, and Anna did not even know about her penny. No, I can't do that. No, I'll just wait here. But from somewhere, that thought of spending both pennies kept coming back to Jane's mind. I must wait for Anna, then we can both go to the store. I'll like that best. But two pennies can buy lots of candy. That would be a very, very special treat. Miss Desi said I had worked hard. It will be all right to go now because Anna isn't home yet. And up jumped Jane off the step. She ran down the street past the Martin home, then turned to run past two more houses to Casa's store. Jane had already decided she would buy honey nuggets. Please, may I have two pennies worth of honey nuggets, requested Jane. Mrs. Casa looked lovingly at Jane. Do you have two pennies? Did someone give them to you? Yes, Miss Desi gave them to me for my hard work at school, lied Jane. You are really getting a treat, Jane. I know you don't have money very often. I'm glad you have two pennies to spend. Mrs. Cox gave the candy into Jane's eager hands. Once outside the store, Jane unwrapped one bar of nuggets and began to eat it. Oh, it was so good. She walked home slowly. Her bar of candy was all eaten by the time she reached Anna's home. You can still give Anna her candy. She likes honey nuggets, too, it seemed a voice inside told her. Jane plopped down again on the steps to wait. She waited and waited, but Anna didn't come. She looked at the candy wrapped in red and yellow paper. I'll open one end and just smell it. Well, maybe I can eat part of it. But before long, Jane had eaten the whole second bar. It didn't taste as good as the first one. She hoped she wasn't going to be sick. She was so thirsty. Slowly she went across the garden path to her own home. At the pump, she got a fresh drink and washed her sticky hands. That made her feel better. Aunt Neoma was busy with nursing the ladies. Jane settled down to color in her new book. No one asked about the pennies. Jane thought no one knew what she did. She was glad. The next week, Anna and her mother visited Miss Desi. Did you like spending your penny, Anna? Questioned Miss Desi. Anna looked puzzled toward her mother. Neither knew what Miss Desi meant. Didn't Jane give you a penny for candy from me last Tuesday? The kind lady asked. No, she didn't. We were gone all day. Well, here is one for you now. Miss Desi felt sad Jane had disobeyed. She talked to Aunt Neoma. Jane was called to the room. Jane felt badly now. She knew now that they knew what she had done. She was very sorry. Aunt Neoma asked, did you spend 2 pennies? Yes, Jane confessed. I'm so sorry. God wants you to grow up being an honest girl who obeys. You must learn to always be truthful and obey. We want to always trust you. To help you remember, you must be punished. Aunt Neoma took the sad girl to her room for a spanking. Jane did learn to obey, and she has remembered this lesson all her life.